And they were like, ah, oh, we had a party and we didn't have any face masks. Ah, oh, we're going to lock you people down. And that didn't really work. So I guess they're like, oh, nuts. So all of these mandates are going to expire, kind of like a sunset clause, if you will. Now they'll recommend it. Now will Boris in some way, and I'm not trying to poo-poo this. I'm just throwing out some different things here and there. I'm with Mike. I think it's great to hear this, and I'm going to tell you why in about a minute as soon as I'm done with this. Now, of course, some Karen businesses and things like Carhartt here in the U.S. and other companies, yeah, they can still enforce it, but not at the behest of the government. So if you work, you're going to find out real quick in England if you work for a Karen or not. If they're like, you need to still wear face masks and you still need to get vaccinated. All right, well, that's just going to be something different. But when you look at the fact that all of this stuff is collapsing, the narratives are collapsing. They couldn't make Omicron and Finch as deadly as they wanted, as they tried to. The hospitals couldn't keep up the ruse of the pandemic of the unvaccinated or whatever the case may be. So good for them. Good for the people in England. Congratulations. That's excellent, excellent news. Why is that a big deal as well? England being still a leading country in Western civilization. So now you have from the Czech Republic, 19 minutes ago from disclosed.tv. The Czech Republic has said the Prime Minister, Peter Fiala, has stated that vaccinations, quote-unquote vaccinations, against COVID will not become mandatory in the Czech Republic. We don't know what, I don't know what the plan A's were. If you're asking what the plan A was, I don't know. I'm just playing the soundbite. So you can... I'm not trying to be a jerk when I say this. Please don't take it that way. But you can look it up yourself because I know we all have access to this stuff. I don't know. But Justin, vaccinations against COVID will not become mandatory in the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Peter Fiala said at a press conference today, he said, we don't want to deepen the rifts in society. The new Czech government is suspending the planned corona vaccinations, quote unquote vaccinations mandate, for people over 60 and healthcare workers. So all the mandates in the Czech Republic are gone. Plan A is war. You know what? I would believe you on that. So the UK did it this morning, and now the Czech Republic has announced 15 minutes ago, well, via disclosed.tv, so I don't know exactly when they did it, but they announced that they're getting rid of it as well. So it's the domino effect. And you could say, although I wouldn't agree with it, I mean, we could say this, that the SCOTUS decision, which they didn't get 100% right, they got most of it right, but they didn't get 100% of it right, and striking down two scoops mandate may have been a catalyst. Probably not. But then again, we've talked about it here. Mike and I talked, Carhartt doesn't care. Oh, yeah, that's great that the government's not mandating us. We're still going to make you do it. Because that idea has been planted in their heads. And remember, even the companies that you think are super conservative, which are not, Carhartt used to be a brand of the working class. They're all run by woke CEOs that got MBAs at woke universities. So there are no, outside of Hobby Lobby, right? Hobby Lobby, what's another super, and MyPillow. Outside of those very few countries, I'm sorry, very few companies. That's it. That's it. Everybody else is being run by woke CEOs and woke human resources departments and all of these other places that are going to kind of stay with what the Biden regime and Two Scoops and all these other people want to as well. So that's what we're looking at here. Yeah. So there you go with that. 844-527-8723. Did anybody, Chick-fil-A-ish, true. Oh, you could even say, In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger would be one, right? In-N-Out, because they've been pretty hardcore on not doing vaxes and stuff like that. Yeah, good call, guys. Good call. In that regard. So, a lot of people are asking in our chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. What's the next step? Next step is probably to pivot to some kind of foreign policy event. Because when things are falling apart on the home front, the easiest way to distract everybody, the easiest way is with a good old-fashioned war. And who have they been trying to fight? Who have they been itching to fight for at least 7, 8, 9, ever since the Soviet Union collapsed? They've been itching to fight the Russians. Now it looks like they're getting close to achieving that goal. And that's one thing that we have to be careful of, is one thing can't end without something else beginning. Now, I grant you, some people say, remember, they wanted to do this under Obama with Syria. Remember they wanted to do that? Obama wanted to get into Syria, and then he's like, I've drawn the red, we drew the red line, and everybody's like, oh, don't draw the red line, because if you do, then you got to enforce it. And then it went to that point, and he's like, well, I'm going to ask Congress. And Congress was like, no, we're not going to go to war. So Biden may try, Two Scoops may try to push it. They may, you know, Jen Peppermanzaki may try to say that the Ukraine is in dire need and it needs our help and blah, blah, blah.